When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your mild and air.
Show.
He'll make the whole world shout.
Hey.
He stopped my nuisance calls. He saved our library. He cured my dad's snoring. He went back in time and gave the Sopranos a proper ending.
Hello, my name's Milton Jones and I like to help. There are many things wrong with the world today. Like when people who are addressing the United Nations start by saying, "So where are you all from?" And then there's never time for anything else. Like when Starbucks say they do fair trade coffee, but in reality, when you try and swap two football stickers for a cappuccino, they just aren't interested. And when people say that criminals always return to the scene of a crime, why are they still surprised that there are so many Australians over here? My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady, Pauline, who looks after us. So, anyone needing help today, Anton?
Well, it's strange. Only newsagents seem to be replying to our adverts in newsagents' windows.
Ah, maybe I put them up the wrong way round.
Oh, dear. Right, well, we better get going. The wedding invitation said be at the church by 2 o'clock.
Excellent. Now, shall we take rice to throw at the happy couple?
Well, I think we'll have to. If you remember, you served us all tandoori chicken with confetti last night.
Ah.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to witness the joining in matrimony of this man and this woman.
Milton, you're crying. The bride does look beautiful, doesn't she?
No, you don't understand. She's wearing the same dress as me.
Well, don't let her see you wearing it or she'll be furious.
You're right. She'll be thinking we could have got 2 for 1 at Millet's.
That explains the guy ropes. Well, just sit quietly. Stop fidgeting.
And if anyone knows any lawful reason as to why these two people should not be joined together in holy matrimony, they must declare it now.
Ah!
Yes?
Sorry, I just sat on my car keys.
Milton, sit back down.
All right.
Well, in that case, we shall proceed. Is...
Ow!
What now?
Sat on a tent peg.
Perhaps I'd better look after everything. Hang on, these aren't your car keys.
No, they're for the wedding car. I've completely filled it with balloons.
Did you remember to inflate them this time?
Ah. That'll probably be the rear axle braking.
Milton, I think perhaps we'd better sneak out before you cause any more damage.
Oh? But I've got to stay for the bit where we throw rice at the happy couple.
Well, normally I'd say yes, but I've just seen that catering-sized pan of hot risotto.
Never waste leftovers. As part of my plan to help people, I offer therapy for those who need it most. And that wedding car business reminds me of someone I helped recently. Someone who thought he was a balloon.
Well, this is all very embarrassing.
And not at all. I think we can make you feel better about the whole balloon thing.
Good.
May I suggest acupuncture?
No! What?
There is one problem with acupuncture. Sticking needles into you might cure you, but it could be fatal for your voodoo doll.
Maybe I'll leave it.
Relax, relax. Sometimes it's good to face our fears.
Right, I see. How much is it?
Well, if you're worried about cost, it's £50 a pop. Tell you what, let's try something radical. Massage. Just lie back on the couch.
Right, OK. Oh, yeah.
Now, instead of just a balloon, yeah. Imagine...
Oh, ow!
You're a little dog.
Ow!
Now...
Oh.
A giraffe!
Get off me!
All right, I'll let you go.
Ah, Milton. It's good to be home again.
Knock, knock. Hello, boys.
Pauline, always a pleasure to see our favourite landlady.
Oh, look at you, Anton, togged up in your finery.
Yeah, this old thing.
Milton, do you want a hand putting up that marquee?
This is a wedding dress.
Oh, you two went to a wedding then. Oh, hang on. You two didn't, one of those civil... Anton, I thought you were... Oh, well, that explains it.
No. No, goodness. Imagine.
In his dreams.
No, wait, explains what exactly?
So, good wedding?
Had its moments. They wrote their own vows.
Didn't think much of hers, especially that bit that went, get that weird bloke in a dress out of here.
Understandable, though.
The other speech was rather confrontational, I thought.
Yes, that was you being cautioned by the police, Milton.
You mean PC risotto face?
So, how did you end up at this wedding?
Ah, well, the groom and I were at college together.
And I was Anton's plus one.
Which meant, apparently, that Milton had to go around saying exactly what I said, but an hour later.
Oh, that reminds me. Milton, you'll never hit the vicar with risotto from here. Oh, I stand corrected.
I don't sound like that.
You will in an hour.
Oh, I do love a good wedding, me. I'm sorry you didn't enjoy it.
Well, it started badly. They made us all sit in this enormous stone fridge for an hour.
That was the church.
Well, organising a wedding's not easy, you know. Lavinia's having a terrible time of it.
Oh, I'm not sure I know Lavinia.
Oh, you know Lavinia. Morris and Eleanor's girl. Used to run the tennis club?
No.
Moved back from Kensington a few years ago.
Can't really picture her.
Looks like Robert De Niro.
I always shout something random in the street at her, like, do you like anchovies? Just to try and get her to look round and say, are you talking to me?
De Niro, yeah, it's very good.
Well, she could really use some help.
Well, I can do that. I could set up a wedding business. She could be our first customer.
Oh, I'll give her a call straight away.
It was great to be helping people with their weddings. Helping is in the blood. 100 years ago, my great-grandfather helped his school invent a new game.
Right, scrum, boys!
I say, Wilkins, this new game is rubbish.
I know, Jones. Strange to think that it was only invented a few weeks ago. Some chap at rugby was playing footer and picked up the bally ball and ran with it.
I know. It makes you wonder what we could come up with here at Volleyball Hall.
Yes, and we've come so close to inventing games so many times.
I know. Do you remember last year in the dining room when Professor Plum hit Colonel Mustard with the lead piping and only broke his collarbone?
Yes, shame.
Look, someone's injured. I've got an idea. Perhaps if we go over and try to extract his funny bone, I'll get my little tweezers.
Steady now. Oh!
What do you think you're doing, Jones?
Trying to invent a new game, sir.
Jones, you've been warned time and time again. You're expelled.
Don't care. I was going anyway. Already packed. Come on, Elsie. I'll just load up this last trunk. My lucky shovel.
By Jove, he's got it. Well done, Jones. And from now on, the school shall be known as St. Buckaroo's.
You're sure that's how it happened, Milton?
Absolutely. Says so on Wikipedia. Well, it does now. So soon my wedding business was up and running, and the house was ready to receive customers.
Yeah, it's very good, Milton. Atmospheric.
Do you like the low lighting?
Low lighting? It's actually quite bright.
Ow!
Hanging low. I see. Still, I like the string quartet.
Well, one of my great uncles was in the band on the Titanic.
Hello, band members. The iceberg's done for this ship, and there's not enough lifeboats. So I say we play on. Violins, are you with me? Sounds like the water's done for them too. How about the trumpets? How about you, Celine? Well, that's something, I suppose. So it's just me then. But at least I can use my trusty cello to lift these poor people's spirits.
Good. So that's the music sorted. Ooh. Here's another customer. Oh, it's Robert De Niro. Ah, you must be Lavinia.
Yes, that's right.
Do you like anchovies?
I beg your pardon?
She didn't say it.
welcome. Milton has just set up a new business.
Oh, yes, I heard.
Taxi driver.
Oh, Pauline said it was a wedding business, and I gather you know her quite well.
Yes, I'm her godfather.
Milton.
Really? I thought that was her Uncle Colin.
Ah, but I'm her godfather too.
Perhaps... Perhaps we should talk weddings.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm terribly excited. I want to make the ceremony ever so special.
Ah, well, have you thought about the ring bearers? These days, a lot of people have their rings brought to the altar by a dove or an owl.
Ooh, sounds awfully jolly.
So I've come up with this option.
Do you know, I don't think so.
Quite a parrot, though, isn't he?
Now, before we get going, I tell you what my biggest problem is.
Let me guess. Flowers.
I'm fine for flowers. I'm having violets.
How lovely.
Yes, my friend Violet does everyone's weddings. Except she won't do roses.
Yeah, too expensive.
No, she and Rose had a row over a bouquet of lilies.
I see.
Now Lily's gone to live in the States.
So Lily's on the other side of the pond.
That's right.
And she'd also gone over to meet the parents.
How do you know?
It's just a very lucky guess.
Well, my little problemo is lack of groom.
No groom?
He's gone.
Psycho.
Oh, come on, that's Hitchcock.
What?
I was just saying the groom must be a psycho to leave you.
Oh, no, it's nothing like that. Stefan's lovely. It's just that he's gone a little bit, well, disappeared.
No groom. It's awkward.
I know. All the horses at the wedding will look a total mess.
No, Milton, wedding grooms, nothing to do with horses.
Explain bridal wear.
Lavinia, where do you think he might be?
Well, Stefan is from Romania, so maybe he went back there. And I so wanted him to meet the parents.
We've done that one.
Well... Now, I'm thinking I should stay here and organise the wedding, and Milton, you should try and find him in Eastern Europe.
Whereabouts?
Romania.
OK, I'll remain here. Make your mind up.
But thinking about it, maybe we should all go, and we can get Pauline to organise the wedding.
Very well. But I can't go till tomorrow, because every Tuesday I like to help the community with some kind of voluntary service. Tomorrow I'm supposed to be fixing a metal plate to an old man's head to commemorate a park bench that's no longer with us. And yesterday, I did some other community service.
Oi, you, what are you doing in the bushes?
Oh, hello, park keeper. Just my service to the community, collecting up spare little animals.
You can't just steal wildlife like that.
You've not heard of the game So Nick the Hedgehog?
Eh?
And if you bowl them underarm like this, you can collect up lots of litter.
Yeah.
Look, I've got a whole bag of teeny tiny baby ones here.
Baby hedgehogs?
Yep, they were just all lying about under that conker tree.
Look, mate, why don't you just go home, eh?
Well, I've also got to deal with the mess caused by irresponsible dog owners.
Oh, well, good. Okay, I've got some little bags here somewhere.
No need. I've got my trusty golf club. Four!
What do you think you're doing?
Boy!
Oh, good shot. You hit a dog owner.
And so we flew to Romania with Lavinia to find Stefan. That evening we were wandering the streets of Bucharest.
Ah, Bucharest, so beautiful. Between the wars, it was known as Little Paris.
And the airport was called Charles de Small.
Still, none of this is getting us any closer to Stefan.
What else does it say on the map?
Well, this land was all once part of the Ottoman Empire.
Wow, imagine being ruled over by part man, part otter.
Not helping, Milton.
You say that, but I think I overheard a mermaid on the bus the other day. She said, I like sitting on the beach, but my other half likes swimming.
Oh, wait. This is Stefan's favourite cafe. Oh, in fact, look. There he is inside.
Well, come on.
He's going into the gents.
Stefan, wait!
Stefan, could you come out here, please?
Ask that woman to leave.
That woman?
She has a name, you know, and it's Robert... Lavinia.
I know her name, but she must leave.
Oh, very well.
All right, she's gone now. Come on out now, Stefan.
I'm sorry. It is bad luck for me to say the name the week before the wedding, or to talk to her, or look at her. It is a tradition in my family.
Ah, that explains why you've not answered any of Lavinia's calls. Completely ignored her.
And I don't suppose you've got the horses ready for the wedding either.
Now, Stefan, please come out.
I am Captain Stefan Valachescu of the Royal Romanian Cavalry and Duke of Vinnebuca. Gentlemen, raise your crystal glasses to the cavalry!
The cavalry! The cavalry!
Goodness, you're an officer in the Royal Romanian Cavalry. That's quite...
Gentlemen, raise your crystal glasses to the cavalry!
Cavalry!
You have to do that every time someone says cavalry.
No.
Good, because it must get quite...
It's every time someone says Royal Romanian Cavalry.
Of course.
To the cavalry!
Cavalry!
Must be very expensive in the Royal Romanian Cavalry.
To the cavalry! Cavalry... Yes, it certainly is, yes. It's enough to drive a man to drink.
To drink?
To drink!
Bit of a vicious circle, really.
Yes. I'd get professional advice, but I can't afford it. I had to sell off my lands and castle to buy crystal glasses.
Oh. Well, look on the bright side. There's still Lavinia.
Ugh, of course. She has a most beautiful and unusual face.
And to celebrate that remarkable face, we shall return home to give you a stag night, hunting real deer in Richmond Park.
Excellent. I'm not sure you're allowed to do that.
Anton and I will keep a lookout, and you can be the hunter of the deer, or should I say...
Yes, Milton. I think I can see where this is going.
OK, let's go to the airport.
To the airport.
The airport!
I was pleased to be getting back to the UK because my business was going well, and I was keen to modernise the whole concept of wedding planning.
Ah, Milton, you've set up a wedding website.
Absolutely. It's sort of focusing on the horsey aspects of weddings.
Right. Now, again...
And click grooming.com.
I see. Milton, about the website...
It's the name, isn't it? This is like the time I set up that website for people who like ice cream.
MrWhippy.com.
A lot of those people didn't seem interested in ice cream at all.
Yes, well, don't beat yourself up about it.
No, I bet they would like that.
I'm sorry to disturb you, boys. I've got a bit of a problem with the catering for Lavinia's wedding.
Oh, dear, what now?
Well, you know how she's insisting on having peaches with ginger and brandy?
Mm, sounds delicious.
No, peaches, ginger and brandy are her friends who do the catering. But they're being sued.
Well, why?
Well, the other day they served rosemary potatoes, and she's allergic to them.
Shame. Well, as a last resort, maybe we could lay on some sandwiches.
Happy to, and I can kneel on some vol-au-vents as well.
No. That's not suitable for the wedding of a captain of the Royal Romanian Cavalry.
To the cavalry!
The cavalry. Stefan.
Oh, hello. Is this the lucky man?
I am honoured to meet you.
So what are we going to do about this catering problem?
Well, I could give you a hand with the food and I can lend you some of these glasses from my drinks cabinet.
Thank you, Pauline.
To Pauline.
Pauline!
Hold on. There's only one pair left now and I'm going to want them back tomorrow.
Tomorrow!
Tomorrow!
I'll make a few calls.
Lavinia wanted to test out a catering company I'd recommended, so we decided to sample one of their meals. I made sure that everything was as romantic as possible. Champagne, low lights.
Oh!
Sorry, that light was a bit low.
Well, this is very romantic, Milton. Oh! A string quartet! Where did they come from?
Well, that's my cousin. He was inspired to form a quartet by the story of my great uncle.
Fish soup, madam.
No, thanks.
As you wish. I'll bring the main course.
Oh, so, Milton, is there anyone in your life? I mean, how does a busy wedding planner meet someone?
Well, I tried internet dating. So many people enter false profiles on those sites. I mean, if they lie to me, the Crown Prince of Luxembourg, they'll lie to anyone.
Oh, Milton, I feel like you understand me. This is like destiny.
Is she a friend of yours?
Yes. How did you know?
I don't know. There was something inevitable about it.
She married a wedding planner.
Really? Where did they have the service?
Would you believe Chelsea?
I never believe Chelsea. She's a born liar.
I just love talking to you, Milton. And I always feel so safe around you.
Really? Not now.
Milton, kiss me.
Milton, Lavinia.
Stefan, I really don't think...
What is the meaning of this?
I'm sure there's a perfectly reasonable explanation.
Milton Jones, you have offended my honor. I remove my glove at you. I throw it on the floor.
Milton, you know what this means.
Cold hand.
He's challenging you to a duel.
A battle of honor. If I defeat you, I can undo the shame you have brought upon me. Choose your weapon.
I choose the glove.
Milton, the glove is not a weapon.
I disagree.
Ow. You're meant to be hitting him.
With him, I was going for something far more humiliating.
What are you planning, you English pig?
Tickle, 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 tickle.
Oh, no! We must settle. We settle this duel like real men.
Fine, real weapons. But it must be a place of my choosing.
Very well. It will be a pathetic Englishman versus the glory of Romanian history. Ciao.
Cescu. I'm not entirely sure what just happened. But the universe is full of things that are difficult to understand. So I've always tried to help people by explaining complex things in the simplest forms possible. It's time for Milton's Expositional Cornucopia of Phenomena.
Milton's Expositional Cornucopia of Phenomena.
Well, I'm looking forward to this episode. Once again, I'm teaming up with our scientific expert, Professor Jennifer Pike. And last week, she promised me a Lego pirate ship and more sherbet than I can eat.
Milton, that's not what I meant when I said, I promise you the moon.
Oh?
Now, the moon is roughly a quarter of a million miles away, and we all know the name of the first man to set foot on it.
Lance Armstrong. But surely to go that far on a bike, someone must have spotted he was on drugs.
Look, Milton, the first men went by rocket. Apollo 11. Though, of course, we still don't know how Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin decided who'd be the first to step onto the surface.
What I reckon is Neil flipped a coin, then snuck out the door while Buzz was waiting for it to land.
Yes. Although, of course, the very first moon missions had dogs being sent into space. Sadly, all of them died.
Well, that was before they'd invented the retractable lead.
What? Well, anyway, Milton, perhaps we should demonstrate the moon.
Ta-da!
Oh, Milton!
Sorry.
Don't you ever pull my trousers down again.
No, I don't think I ever will.
You're not taking this seriously.
Well, how about I demonstrate how far the moon is from the Earth?
Oh, yes, good, good, very well.
Right, see this tennis ball? Okay. This is the Earth, and Professor, where's that cream egg you had earlier?
What? Oh, here you are.
Right, you go over there with the ball.
Yes, yes, yes.
A bit further.
Yes.
A bit further.
Yeah?
Yep.
What are you doing with my cream egg?
Oh, no, the moon, it's been destroyed.
And so, the moment of the duel with Stefan arrived.
Yeah, I'm not sure this busy ring road is the best place for this fight.
It is a dual carriageway.
Yes, of course.
Oh, Stefan, don't do this.
I must.
Now, gentlemen, you have agreed your weapons?
Yes. My cavalry sword and my trusty charger.
And Milton, did you bring your charger?
Yes, but there's nowhere to plug it in.
Enough. We must begin.
Look out!
Oh, I can't watch.
Milton Jones, you are toast!
Toast! Toast, of course! Let us drink to the Royal Romanian Cavalry!
Curses! Oh, yeah, where's my glass? Okay. To the Royal Romanian Cavalry!
Royal Romanian Cavalry!
Oh, thank goodness you're both all right.
All right, what's going on here?
Ah, officer, allow me to explain. Now... It's true, we have a horse and a man in a bizarre costume.
And some bloke in a big white tent.
Wedding dress, actually.
And lots of broken glass and drink all over the road. For it is, in fact, a classic British stag night.
All right, all right. So that's why you hired the Robert De Niro lookalike.
Are you looking at me?
Result! And so Stefan prepared to marry Lavinia. I suggested her dress was made of felt and his suit made of Velcro if they wanted to stay together for a very long time.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to witness the joining in matrimony of this man and this woman.
Milton, I'm delighted you didn't pursue your claim on Lavinia.
Well, it was an act of faith.
Really?
Yeah, she rang and threatened to beat me up if I didn't leave Lavinia alone.
Ah, of course. I'm also very impressed that you chose not to wear the wedding dress this time.
Well, you know.
Although, on the other hand, some clothes at all would have been nice.
Before your vows, I'd like to say how thrilled I am to witness a love which crosses boundaries. After all, since the change in European law, there's complete freedom of movement between us and our Romanian friends. Now, Lavinia, your vows.
Right, I'm off.
Lavinia!
Sorry, Stefan, but if this wedding went ahead, it would be a sham.
I thought as much. You're marrying Stefan for all the wrong reasons.
I'll admit it. I'm only marrying Stefan so I can live in Romania. But apparently I can just move there, so I'm off. Sorry. What am I like?
Robert De Niro.
But I love her.
And you can't go. We've set up the catering, the decor.
And I have brought along the last of my family's finest crystal glasses.
And I've arranged a special animal to bring the ring, in keeping with the De Niro theme.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's a raging bull, isn't it?
Maybe.
Well, you two need to put your feet up. That was quite an adventure.
Yes, that's right, Pauline. I think I've been put off marriage for life.
Oh.
I might get one of those mail order brides from the Far East. Because even if I didn't like her, at least I'd still have all the bubble wrap to play with.
So, I sent our wedding present to Stefan anyway. It was a picture of lots of nice crystal glasses.
Oh, yes, a lot safer. Did you frame it and send it by post?
No, no, it's almost as if Tumblr was created for such a purpose.
Hang on, everyone. There's still a world out there that needs help. I've just had a text. An old man's gone missing.
Oh, dear.
After eating 4 cans of baked beans, 2 cauliflowers and a huge tin of gherkins. So his family have all made an emotional appeal for him not to come back for at least a fortnight.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman-Hill, Josie Lawrence and Dan Tetzel. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a Positive production for the BBC.